This is March 29th, 1984, talking to Lydia Simon at our home in Manly Hot Springs.
It will be really good for on the wall. Still wet. But I used to get trap one of this kind, small one and big one, and sometimes I bend it, and you have to get good ball, and you have to nail it to house lock, and that's why we scrape it good. And you have to scrape the moose skin out, or same kind, sharp one. But Lorna and Amelia, Dolly, they're kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They try to copy us and defile it while we rest or we do something. They make it dull right across there. And you get mad, no use. Lots of it. Next, I started use a file, that's the best. Now, 2 years ago, I make a scraper out of, what you call, snuggle.
Ski?
Nah, snuggle track.
Oh.
That cross piece.
Mm-hmm.
I break it half. And I just sew moose skin on it so you can use it easy. Boy, that's a good one. I gave one to Albert and Helen, because he started to make everything. And Albert won. Albert always stay out. He really like to listen to this kind of story. And Helen, she got no time, you know, because she's working the school or something. And he has to come back and clean the big house. Upstairs, downstairs, and lots of clothes to wash. Now that's not a big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. If me, I use it for 15, 20 years, I just burn it right out there. Just tear it. Long ago, they used to go out about, let me see, 1/2 mile, and they used to hang the big sack under the tree or between the willows, you know. That's what they used to do. That's a superstition, to burn our clothes. They say dead people use it.
Mm. They don't do that anymore?
Huh?
People do that now?
What's that?
What you're just saying.
This one?
Put the clothes in the sack like that.
Oh, put the, let me see, what I say, clothes in the sack.
And do people do that now?
No, they just throw it in the trash or down dump. Me, I burn the whole thing, so nobody can use it, and dead people can use it.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is burned on Alaska. Yeah, it's... Well, my husband used to say there's first generation, second generation, third generation, and I guess it's about sixth generation. They don't know nothing. They know how to go to school, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And us, we're putting there, oh, I'm about, I'll say, third generation. And only us, we know old style. But some people, they don't like to be act old. They say that's old people's story. And they try to be young, but they could tell us how old we are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm getting old myself.
What's your chart for?
In that red pack,
well, I leave this like this for a while. You see how much I scratch it? and letting it dry for how I look at it. It's all decolored, you know, when they skin it.
Mm-hmm.
See what they don't know. Uh-huh. So I pull it easy.
Do you use the leg part for anything? This part, the leg?
That's what we use for a zipper puller.
This part?
Yeah, hand and foot. That's what mm-hmm. we use for a zipper
puller.
Well,
the leg part, though.
Mm-hmm.
The we foot's cut it.
Oh.
But you what can do you use... sew with this? With the legs?
You can use it for anything. You know, sometimes they use string for these slippers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can make...
just sew a whole bunch together?
This way. No, you can cut this one off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For tussles.
Mm-hmm.
Put it right there, yarn or muskin. And you can tie your slippers, and this one will be on your slippers.
Oh.
Anything. Mm-hmm. Boot string. You know, the knee boot string. Knee boots. Any kind of boots, just like mine. It's
so
too narrow.
Is the tassel behind?
Huh? Oh. Mine? No, it's too narrow. So I just use it like this all the time. I say I'm going to put a white one on it, but I sew it on already, so I don't like to cut it apart. Let mm-hmm. them get spoiled like this. If you sew anything and you make a mistake and you cut it apart, it's going to be trouble all the time. You know what I mean? You're going to make still trouble. And you have to ask. They teach you how, and they say you have to do like this. You have to have a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You're still working at that same one.
Yeah.
I lose my...
I'm slow, huh?
You might not like it.
I always use my left hand open. And the left hand. Do you know why?
No, tell me.
And I always use rubber band because I want the hair in no waste. And I don't want my hair in the way.
Mm-hmm. Your left hand, though.
Hmm. You found my charcoals?
My son got left hand too, Franklin. Both sides. Mm-hmm.
You do everything backwards.
I guess so.
I have a different kind of charcoals in that little
pan. I think that's in your pencil.
Oh, okay. The divine charcoal.
This isn't one of the paper divine charcoal.
One time they told my husband like that when I had the surgery on the eye, I guess. We stay in Fairbanks 1 month. We stay in Fairbanks 1 month, and they find out I got my eyeglasses in my eye inside, in my eyeball, the bottom one. So they sent me to Anchorage, and my husband went home, and Rosie is about 2 years old. And I stay in there for another month and a half. I never come home for 2 months and a half. Boy, and my girl used to cry. Just anyone that thought stay home with them kids. And these new rabbits, that's the time Rosie say, I came back and she's big girl. I came back and I bring some food for them, and he don't want to eat. He want me to pack her, and he say, "Dad, Mama, you know what?" He say, "What? Daddy just cooked just like for dogs. All we eat is boiling dry fish. That's all he cook. He never go to store."
Glad to see you, huh?
Oh, Gladys is Tater Tilo. Daddy's number one baby. But Rosie is smart, you know. She's really done good. I make Martin hat for her this fall. I had bunch of it. So I pick out all the good ones. And I make for little girls too. And I make a beaver skin hat for his brother. So they all got hat and Terry, see, I got no hat. And we tell him, you gotta work at wood. You got pile of wood by the door all the time. I tell her, when you go to cook, when you go to gas station, you can use all my beads and all the pieces, muskin, what time you want, dig around. And you gotta take care of my stuff though. And she know what, she know what she gonna use. And this girl from Tenna, I see Mary Candy in that Josephine's book. That's the one was going to get married second wife with Edwin Simon. But his mother say, no, you gotta go where is good country. Because it's in Tenna, it's low already. You can't go down. Well, Edwin say.
That was Kennedy?
Mary Candy. Mary Dick. That was different one I'm talking about.
Oh, Mary Dick?
Yeah, my friend Mary Dick. And he say, no, I don't want no silk sock and high heel shoes. His brother-in-law Charlie Candy tell him to move down with me. And he asked his mom, and his mama said, no, I don't want you to stay down there because there's lots of low in there. And you gotta go down, cut off, that's the best place. They don't know me. So they moved down in 17. I don't know what month, you know, we had no calendar them days.
So that's when you met Edwin?
Yeah, I see him before that, but he just went by the boat, that's all. And second year, that was 12 years ago. I mean, I was 12 years old, and I see him, and he went by, and I see, talk Indian, Mom, I see Uncle Chief Henry went by. He was out there all summer, and that was fall time, and He's coming home with gold. That's what he's doing, mining with white people. It's just, he never even eat. He know that was Ulan's boat going down. That time we visit AK. That's the fall we lost our youngest brother, Biney. His name is, Viney is just like Eskimo named him. So his really name is Zeno. I don't know what he called it.
Zeno is the Eskimo name? No.
That's white people named him Zeno. In Mason, I guess, I don't know. I don't know nothing because I was adopted down Yukon River. And that's what, when Daddy tells story, that's what they say. And the oldest brother, my youngest brother, is Jubilee. You see? And his native name is Kikin. Daddy named him Kikin. My name is Otto Datlo. Long name.
Who are you named after?
You know Henry William in AK, mm-hmm. That small guy? Mm-hmm. you call him Peanuts? That one's father, little William. He called me Odok Datlo, and that's his wife. March he died, and that summer they took me back. And he still cried for his wife, this little William. And that Peanuts was this big. Small guy, and old town, they had tent down there. And he tell Peanuts, go up and get your sister and tell him we got daddy cook 3 chicken in oven with bear grease. So I went down with them. I sit down right there. Peanut was sitting down right there, and I sit down right there, and uncle was sit down right there. And your name, that's my wife's name, is Lydia. So I go and name you what her need of name. What of that now?
How old were you then?
I don't know, I was small. That was the first time I see cut off. First time I went to Kaikuk River. And I never see good to, and I don't know. I don't know what we did, they talk. And I say, when I say Hamber, and they call Hamber Bahadil Nini. And I call him Baladok. Now you see how different talk? Bahadil Nini and Baladok, that's the Wekakran people named them Hamber. And I say, Bas Bagi. And they say, Kekina, shoes. Now I say, Bas Bagi. Now you see that? That's shoes. And they say, Kekina. So, I know how to talk a lot of native way, but you guys don't understand.
Is that the name for shoes? Is that the same thing they would call caribou boots or caribou legging boots, or does that have a different name?
No, the four boots is different, and the shoes name is different. Shoes name is Kisakakana, you see, white people's boots, and we call them Basbagi. And they call caribou licking is Khadi Adi.
What about slippers? Or?
We are called Rish Oye.
And is the wraparound moccasins a different name too?
Moccasin is Katsur, that long string. And there's caribou skin or any kind of material right here. And it's open, isn't it? But it fit over, and we put it over this way, and we tie it, we tie it. That's katsur. The nigga is katsur. Muskin kaken katsur. Oh, you can see that. Well, muskin moccasin.
So which one do you think's better, those moose skin moccasins or the old style wraparound?
That old style. The old style is really best one. They never make them kinds very often because they got no pattern for it. You got to use your head. You got to use your sense before you make them. But I know how to make them, but I don't know. I don't know.
How come those are better?
Huh?
Why are those better?
Look at this. Well, I'll tell you that, you guys don't go rough anyway. It's for in-house, it's for outdoors, it's for soil. I think, what's its name on it? Katsuk is different. But the nigel is kaken, that's what you're talking about. Moose skin boots, the furthest, you know. It's just like that, but you can put design on this one. And you can go first right here and get right there. And you got Zulies all the way up here. If you want some, I could send you patterns. Okay?
I like those, yeah.
But you have to make a design in here. They make it like slippers, but this one is just like shoes, you know? And that this thing will be go all the way up. I see Susie make some for Celia. And Celia got the top one full of beads from Potlatch, I guess. And she was going to make it, but she asked for pattern for old kakin, old boots, old pattern boots. That's it, hope. But they never got it. And Susie just think and cut it out, I guess. I think she's way older than my sister, Susie.
Susie Williams?
Mm-hmm.
Older than Mary?
She's 70.
She was married to...
my brother-in-law, Frank. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Alice Daddy. And I don't know which one is the oldest because I don't know.
Susie's old.
I know, she's really old.
She doesn't look that old.
No.
Yeah, she's in.
Well,
she's old,
I know
she...
I was 12 years old and I went up AK with my father, Olin. And Alice was this big. Oh, she's about a little over 2 years, I'd say. And Johnny was small. He was crawling. And I see that time Frank, he had TV already. He never walked around no more. And month after that, he died with TV. So Edwin Simon have to take care of his sister-in-law. See that? He have to take care of these two kids. Well, he missed his brother. That's the way it's work. Them days we got hard time. We live on face, we live on ground. We don't go to store very often. We don't know what is money. Somebody have to give us food to eat. Well, it don't work. He got gold, he got money. He was milk car from Badlis to Tenna, walking. Snowshoes, 14 dogs. It's like nothing for him. One whole winter, and he was going to go outside with that guy, but his father said, no, you don't have to. You have to stay on this where you belong to.
So how many trips would he make to Tanana?
Well, I can't tell you. Well, all winter, once a month or something. That's meal man. I forgot his name. That's the way I am. If I write it down and I see it, I'll say that's the one. Josephine is too young to. Let me see. Meredith might know. She's a little older than me, not too much. So, I don't know, although, maybe Leighton will know. That's the guy will know.
Was that guy Robson? Was he a mailman then, or it was later?
What's that?
Robson. He was a mailman for Tanana too?
No, it sounds different. Let me see. He was single that time, and he got married to Margaret in fall time. Alfred Isaac have to go to camp to get Edwin Simon. That's the way to get our son-in-law or our daughter-in-law. They don't just jump in together. You don't know who, what kind of man you got. You don't know what kind of woman you're talking with. Now you see that? We don't get married right by Catholic or Episcopal them days. That's way back. But arts and stick and stock. I think that's the one was kind of preacher. And he started go up Keokuk River. That's where he started getting married. That's why we got no Episcopal, nobody. So we have to go down Keokuk River and go down Nula to get married.
All the way down there?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a waste of time.
Well, June 29th, 1933, we get married down there.
All the way down to Lotto?
Mm-hmm.
You had to wait that long?
Mm-hmm.
You could wait that long?
Well, who is our preacher? Who is going to tell us yes or no? Well, you got to swear for it. Yeah. Sure.
You don't need a preacher.
Well, that's the way we have to get married right now. Well, how you going to get married? No way?
Well, you don't need a preacher.
Well, I never say I'm preacher. I don't know. Well, you can listen while what would they sing, what would they preach.
Uh-huh.
I understand them. No, to go you eat the knock to Ula Lofton. You're so hot, Now, what I say, that's the way it is.
Uh-huh.
Now, you understand me?
Uh-uh.
You got to smile. That's the way to preach in Indian, because they started from 10 now.
But everybody decided they had to get married in church then.
Well, I don't know about you.
But I mean, before that, they didn't bother to get married in a church before there was preachers, huh?
Well, the father or the mother, they talk with each other. Well, there's a person over there, isn't it? Just like your daddy, and just like her daddy and mother. Well, their friend, their buddy, spoke alike. And they say, gee, I'd like your daughter to stay with me. Yeah, I'll be glad. Go ahead, take him. Now, you see, that's the way you get married.
Yeah,
stay with each other.
What's the matter with that?
What if somebody says, I want your daughter to get married to my son, and you don't want him to?
One asks and they say no, you can't do that to her or you can't do that to him because we don't want to. Now what's wrong with that?
People don't get mad if they...
They don't get mad to each other. Just trouble, you know. That's the trouble kind we got. Now right now they stay together and one is jealous and they had baby already. Well, this father want baby, this mother want baby. Now, who's going to take care of the baby? Now, you see, here we, Byfield, and Connie Summers, they stay together for how many years now? Connie want to go home. And here we want to stay up there. He got a bunch of dogs, he want to go in the race. Well, Connie want to go home, so just like they stay away from each other. Well, Connie got the baby. Well, this poor boy is missing the whole thing. He can move to 10 now, but it's trouble, you see. One want to stay home, he got home. Another one got to stay home, he got mother. He got no father, but that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Well, there's trouble like that any time.
Sure.
But how about old days? They never had trouble like that.
Well, don't ask me. I got a... I'll tell you. Well, my father was medicine man, and he's a young guy, handsome, skinny. And he had suit of clothes, and he really had boy's hat. And 1916, in winter time, after Christmas, or before Christmas, Do you want to offer Quebec what my father Peter Cochrane and Ruth Cochrane, and do you want spring down there? Well, that's really a great. They was over there. Well, white guy come in, and that's the first time camera came. He make tripod, right there standing up. Well, he tell somebody to take that gasoline lamp off, blow it off. So they, I don't know how many gasoline lamp they take it off, and they say, look at this tripod. Look at this machine. So dark and they like this. Some of them, too many people, ask more Indian together. Well, they sit down on the floor and they see the light. That's the picture. I got it. There's Ruth Cochrane, Peter Cochrane in there. That was my, I was in mama's stomach that time. And I see Calvin's picture in Mary Peter's house in Ruby, but I never see it good. Too much on the hill, down and up.
Too much.
I don't know how they lived in there. It's no good for us. So I have to sit down on the paper, and I drag my foot and I push myself down there, but dog bark, here and there. And I started to visit around, but everybody stayed in dance hall for that funeral. That was in Quebec. There's Daddy Ulan, Mama Christine, Rose Cochrane, Peter Cochrane was sitting back there. I don't think you guys got it because it's long ago.
No,
I got it at home. I was going to make it large, but my kids or one of them, they tear it in the corner. But I still going to do it. I going to try. They ask for a lot of old picture.
I seen that picture you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That was Hudson Stuck took that picture?
No, that's different. That's AK.
Oh.
That's the time old man Simon say, everybody got to go out. That story, that's what crew did for potlatch. He put pitch on their eye, one full of basket. That story for potlatch, Wolverine potlatch. Uh-huh. And he make hole on the one basket, barefoot. He just eat that one himself. And he go out and in, and he say, old man Simon, they say, they come in, they say, white people want to make picture, and talking machine is right there already. That's a record player. And it's big horn from it, isn't it? And there's just like shaft, and they put just like big and powder can like this. They put it on it, and that thing is go around. You know that needle? The end. The stocking machine, that's phonograph first thing, DC. Edwin and Joe William, DC. And old man Simon say, that white guy, he want, he got machine, bassine, and he's going to put it by the door, and everybody going to, I don't know what he's going to do. He want to see that machine, but he don't know what this machine for. Well, what they took the light off for, that's for flask, just light, isn't it? So he put things over his head to this machine, and he looked through a lot of people. So he moved around. No, he said, take the light off. So they took the light off and old man Simon dragged all his kids out. He said, no good. They're going to do something with us. They're going to make us blind. They're going to kill us in there. He took half a family out and everybody went out. He took that machine off and everybody went out. Only him was standing in there. Well, the door is over here, but he got that thing over his head. He tried to take picture and everybody is just going out.
That other picture, the one of Rose Cochrane and Peter Cochrane, where was that one taken?
Quebec.
Quebec.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Quebec, Alaska.
That's, they were over there when, from when they went trapping?
Yeah, before Christmas. After the trapping. Well, Christmas is pretty soon, but they go over there with sewing and they trade. And they want the new stuff. So they got the reindeer parka on, no jacket, and they got boots on, four on the bottom, no moosekin over there, no beads over there. So my mom will make mittens and moccasin, beads on top, boy they treat each other, parka, how many? Sleigh load they bring home, my mom. There's my mom and Peter Cochrane and Big Charlie, Edith Grandpa. And here's my grandma. I don't know her name. That was Sally Pilot's grandma. So my grandpa, daddy's father, he had two wives. With Sally Pilot, grandma, and my grandma. Two wives, old man. Of course, he's big shot.
Nothing wrong with that, huh?
No, I don't know. No. No, I don't know. Yes.
All those old guys who had, you know, couple wives, two, three wives. Those wives ever fight with each other?
No.
The wives don't get mad?
Well, they're hungry and they want stuff and they have to stay with that big shot because he got everything. And they're poor and they're glad to stay in there. And the mean wife, he likes to have a bunch of wife in the house so he'll have company. They can work together. Okay. Some of them don't know how to work, but they teach each other, you know. So they can, if they want five wives, well, some of them sleep on this side, some of them sleep on this side, and the big shot is sleeping right there. He wake up, nighttime, daytime, he get up early. He go to bed early, no light. They used to have a candle, they run out of candle. And they used to have a fish trap stick for candle. And Edwin used to hold it to grandma this long. He hold like this. First soon he started go like this. Grandma was making this long rabbit skin parka to snare him. So corduroy, a brown rod will be on top canvas. Light on. I see it right there. You see that? It just reminds me of when I can see. Right here. You must have moved away.
Which one's that?
The canvas. You know that? The one you asked me to make.
Oh, yeah, I moved that.
Uh huh. That cover one. Uh-huh. It's the kind you used to have with dress and everything. Well, it's almost done, you see. Mm-hmm. All you have to. Cut it out. Yeah, you really have a hard time. Not on these, my kids, my grandchild. All they want is push the button, because they sit down on the desk like this and they're working with pens, any kind of pencil. They have to write down story like this. They got hard time to find people like me. My sister know how the story, but she don't want to. Well, they got store anyway. Just one daughter got store, maybe. All she wanted is go back and play pan. She lose. She likes to go to bingo too. Me, I don't like it. It's one more, I wait. First when somebody say bingo again, I go to it. I try it once a year, but I don't like it, I don't know why. I go to pan when I got time, but I don't like to play very often. Well, some of them get mad and they swear like hell, and they know why I never play, because I never get mad. That's my fault, I go in there to play. I never go in there to win. I want to go in there to see my people.
Oh, should I call Lorraine and tell her you're coming tomorrow instead?
Go ahead.
Is she expecting you today?
I don't know. I just, she can tell Selena we can go tomorrow and I'll be ready. But I was thinking too, I want to go down the store. Where's the store?
What time is it? Store closes at 1 o'clock.
How come?
It's only half the day because it's so small. There's hardly any people.
Oh, I see.
It opens 9:30 to 1.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I sent you a box, I'm going to put that little material in there, about 2 yards, that's all I need.
The story's not as good as your story.
Yeah, I'm afraid you tell a lot better stories.
Last year I visit Sister Liza. She come over to get me from my grandchild, Selena Marie. Then I stay with her for near 4 hours, I guess. We look at picture and tell story. And she say I do better than Catherine. Of course, Catherine don't know much. He's too younger than me. I raised her and they took me back and they got hard time, so Mama asked Daddy, he said, we're gonna keep Catherine. And Daddy says, yeah. She don't cry anyway. She was small. After I lose my sister and my brother, I raised my brother by knee. After that, I raised Ellen from Kaiko. You know, no, I don't think so. You know, Aunt Huntington?
Mm-hmm.
That one's auntie daughter we raised. Nice, pretty girl.
Who's that?
Ellen.
Ellen, what's her last name? It's not Ellen Henry,
no? No, that's a different one. That Ellen Henry is, his mother is sister-in-law. They're sister-in-law together. Andrew Paul, Ellen Paul, supposed to be. And the other one, my grandpa, my mother, uncle is my mama's daddy's youngest brother is Andrew Pilot. That's the one used to be big medicine man. He had only one kid. He had two, but one drowned and one died. Janie is the first girl. He had only two kids.
And what about Sally Pilot? Where did she grow up?
From where?
Yeah.
From my auntie. Used to be Julia Cook. I don't know what is her first husband, but second husband is Canadian. Nice guy.
From Husnia.
Uh-huh. Cut off. So he's a little younger than my sister Mary. That's the one mama's mom. And my mom and my daddy's mom. That's the one my grandpa had two wives. My daddy's mama was first wife. And Sally's grandma was second wife. That's the one freeze on the, just like flat over to Quebec. He freeze with two dogs. They're coming over and daddy had long poles, clean poles on both sides. They had G-pole. All at once they're just on top of the rock and snow, that's all. All at once, it's windy, before you know. Cold and snow is just flying. So daddy put the stick with leader, you know, tail line. And he poked the sleigh and he tipped it over. And they're under the sleigh cover. They stayed this for 2 days, windy. And they don't hear nothing and they broke the thick ice off. They come out and grandma was gone. He was behind, but he had no chance to go back. And he freeze on the flat. Hakatolo. I don't know what his Kisak name, but his native name is Hakatolo. And I named my Gladys little girl baby Hakatolo. Oh, he sure like it. Nice, smart little girls. Spoil! She cut her own woods, Gladys. Gladys, Rosie, Terry, Dorothy, Yatlin. Four of them, they went down with two snuggle. And they make three cord. Big trees. When it's warm like this, all they have to do is haul wood. Well, unless you dry this like this, you think so? Turn off what? See? It's almost great blue. I'm scared to take this off. You can just split the arm off, but let's think of it. That's where the open is, you see. And I used to, even meat skin, I used to stretch it on that kind of six penny nail. Yep, looks pretty. even for her own hair. Going to be bought, and you know how you start a silly.